third person has pleaded guilty in connection to a decade-long con centered on kidnapping mentally disabled people and stealing their Social Security benefits. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the decision came today during a change of plea hearing in federal court.
Linda Weston is expected to serve life in prison for her role in a plot that crossed state lines and claimed two lives. The charges against the 55-year-old include murder, kidnapping, racketeering conspiracy, and theft of government services. Before the hearing, Weston had faced the death penalty. Under her plea agreement, that's now off the table, says her lawyer, Patricia McKinney.
This was the big resolution today, and we're just grateful to the government that they saw this from a justice point of view and closure, not just for Ms. Weston, but all of the victims in the case.
Back in 2011, police discovered four captives inside a squalid northeast Philadelphia sub-basement named the Tacone Dungeon. Just before she was set to go on trial in state court in 2013, the feds indicted Weston. Assistant U.S. Attorney Faith Taylor says the victims were dirty and malnourished and that the room reeked of death.
The police described it as one of the worst scenes they've ever seen, and I think that's accurate based on our investigation.
Other victims were drugged and locked in closets, attics, and in one instance, under a kitchen sink. When the captives were first discovered, Weston was pegged as the ringleader of the operation. Her attorneys now dispute that characterization. Weston left school after fourth grade and had difficulty understanding some of the judge's questions during her change of plea hearing. Two of Weston's co-defendants are still headed for trial. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.